Now, more Drive Time Sports on KOAL, 107.3 FM and 7.50 AM, the play-by-play home of the Emory Spartans.
Welcome back into Drive Time Sports. We are live from the Sutherland Studios, right here on 107.3 FM and 7.50 AM. This next segment brought to you by Eastern Utah Community Credit Union. That's where local lending, local people, and local decisions come together. You can depend on Eastern Utah Community Credit Union for everything that you have to do financially. Today, we are going to talk high school basketball. Been a little while since we talked some high school hoops, right? But June is actually a very big month for high school hoops. Also coming up, Emory High School is going to play host to their annual youth camp. We're going to talk about all that and more. Joining us right now over the phone, we have Emory boys basketball coach Dave Justice. Coach, it's great to get you back on. And even though it's the summer months, I know you guys have you've been hitting the gym a lot.
Oh, yeah. It's always a good time. First off, thanks for having me, George. June is kind of a big basketball time, actually, you know, with camps and tournaments and open gyms. And so, yeah, kind of excited to get the new guys in the gym. You know, we lost a lot of seniors, but kind of get some of these juniors, sophomores, and even the freshmen coming in and playing some ball together. So, yeah, it's exciting.
Yeah, I've heard the old saying, winter's going to ask what you did in summer. And it's always pretty obvious, right? I mean, you can tell the kids that have really put in the game once you get back to it, which I know it's really not that far off. I mean, we're going to be talking about games that actually matter here in about 5 months.
Yeah, exactly. It really does happen fast. I mean, so it's summer, I love that saying, and I might even steal it and tell my kids there, because you play so many games, and you know, yeah, and end up having around 20 games. You know, they're summer games, and you're just all about getting better. But putting that work in, hopefully, that will pay off during the wet regular season. So,
well, and as you alluded to, Coach, you guys have a lot of new faces around the program this year. I know that when you and I talked, that was such a really special senior class that you guys had. That group won a lot of basketball games together. But now you're going into year four, and so this is your team now, right? I mean, this is something that you've been building. And so that's probably got to be very rewarding as a coach to know that these seniors, I mean, they've been yours the entire time.
Oh, it's kind of cool to see, actually. So it's like, oh, I remember you when you were a freshman. They kind of see the growth, and they kind of know our personality and kind of what the expectations and the culture is around our basketball team. And so for them to kind of instill that and play and just kind of have that, you know, consistency of coaching has been huge for them. And so, yeah, it's exciting to get them to see. And I think a lot of them have been, you know, have seen a little varsity time here and there throughout the last couple of years. But a lot of them are good varsity type of players and really good players. It's just, you know, they sat behind, just like you said, that really special class. And so, yeah, just get some reps to get some experience, and I think hopefully we should be all right.
Coach, let's go back to this past weekend, because you guys did travel, competed in the summer games, and I know you have another camp coming up this weekend, and we'll talk about that in just a moment. But how did this past weekend for you guys go?
Yeah, it went really well. I think we kind of improved as the weekend went on. You know, we saw a lot of really good competition, like Union and Richfield and Hurricane, teams like Cedar City, you know, teams like that. So it was a really good learning experience. And even just like you said, even though these kids have been with us 4 years, you know, they've coached under our coaching staff and we've been with us. But even coming to the varsity, it's kind of a new experience. And so I think we gained a lot of varsity experience, and I think we just got better over the weekend. And so, yeah, it went really well, and the kids had a good attitude and seemed like they had a really good time. So,
how much emphasis do you as a head coach put on winning and losing at these tournaments? I know that that's – every kid wants to win. Every coach wants to win, right? It's not the end goal. It's not the main objective. But how much emphasis do you put on that as a coach?
I think just like you said, I think we try to win every single one. Like, we play to win, but – if we fall down on one or two games or whatever it ends up being, summer games are, and just the summer in general, is especially a learning time, you know, getting better, getting used to that varsity experience, that varsity physicality, you know, just the speed of the game. It just, you know, you can have a really good sophomore, junior, or even senior that's good, but he just needs time and experience of playing at that level. It's just a new speed of the game. And so, yeah, we obviously want to compete and we obviously want to win, but we try not to dwell on it too much, win or loss. We try to just really focus on the progress that we're making. Hey, are we getting better? Are we doing our right things? Are we setting up right? You know, are we getting after it on defense. You know, we really worry about the process of it and not so worry about the results, especially in the summer. You know, it's all about learning. That's why I tell them, especially with their shots, like, guys, like, this is where you kind of work out your shot a little bit. If you got to hope and shoot it, you know, it's like, this is where we got to learn. So, yeah, I think it's a we do want to win. We do want to compete, but especially for the summer, it's all about growth and getting better.
I know you guys will see some pretty heavy competition this weekend as well, and you don't have to travel too far. I'm sure that's always a great thing.
Oh, yeah. I love the USU camp for us. There's a lot of good teams going. I know Carbon's going. That's actually, I think, our first game. So Carbon, Union, and then you see some even upper-class teams like Taylorsville and Tooele. So we'll see a lot of really good competition, and it's honestly, it can't be much better for us. You know, you travel a couple hours to get a few games, but over at USU, you know, just 20, 30 minutes for us, and then, you know, we can get 6-7 games this weekend for both of our teams. And so really exciting time, really, and they do such a great job hosting it, and, you know, they get to meet the players, they get to see the coaching staff, and, you know, just kind of be around that little college kind of atmosphere is really good for our kids, and it's a good opportunity for us. So
what else is in the works, Coach? And we'll talk about the youth camp, which is coming up here in just a bit, but once you get past USU Eastern, what are some of the other things that you'll be doing with the team this summer?
We hit up a lot of open gyms. We're also going to go down to Panguitch for a summer camp towards the end of the June. And then, you know, just kind of open gyms the rest of the month. And then usually we try to play maybe in a little fall league if, you know, if there's enough interest. But just kind of keep the kids active and playing ball. So, yeah, just kind of we'll hit up that Panguitch camp at the end of the month. And, you know, really a big emphasis for us and even at Emory with all our coaches is these kids trying to play multiple sports. And so, you know, I coach football as well. I helped Coach Lomalo out coaching football. So, you know, a lot of our kids play football or golf or cross country. So that starts ramping up in June and July. So we kind of start to ramp down basketball-wise a little bit after June. But we still kind of try to keep them in the gym with open gyms and stuff. So
yeah, it's a very, very important, obviously, to be a multi-sport athlete at Emory High School. You almost have to.
Oh, yeah, just kind of with our, you know, where we're at size-wise, you know, we're kind of in the middle of the 3A, just number-wise. And so we don't have, I mean, there's a lot of good athletes at Emory, but there's not enough to that we can't share them. You know what I mean? So, like, if you look at our basketball team, kids that play, you know, we have a lot of kids that play baseball, a lot of kids that play football, a lot of kids that play, obviously, basketball or wrestle or whatever. And so, you know, we try to be conscious of all the times and all those things. And I think all the coaches do a great job of, you know, accommodating each other and working with each other. But yeah, we got to share the athletes. Can't put too much on them. So,
again, our guest right now, Coach Dave Justice of the Emory High School boys basketball team. Coach, with all that being said, you got the youth camp coming up June 11th and 12th, so just a little over a week from now. I know this is always really fun, not only for the coaching staff, but also for the players because the kids get involved in it as well. Youth camp opportunity for kids in grades 3 through 8 to get out and kind of enjoy themselves out on the basketball court and pick up some lessons as well.
Absolutely, and so yeah, please send out your kids. It's gonna be—it's always a really great time. We do a lot of fundamentals, and then we end up playing a lot of games and a lot of tournaments. You know, tournament style games, and that makes it really fun for the kids. And our players, you know, they do such a great job of hyping up the kids. And we've had some really fun, awesome moments throughout our camps. And so, it's a really good thing, and it's only $15 this year. We kind of shortened it up just so everybody will be able to come and make it to bring multiple kids. So we're excited to come to get in the Spartan Center, especially as a little kid. I remember when I was in third, fourth, fifth grade and just a little kid coming into Todd Jess' old youth camps. I still remember that and having a great time. And so it's a tradition here at Emory that we've kind of always done these youth camps. And I'm proud to keep it going, and hopefully we can have a good one this year as well. So
it's a 2-hour camp, Coach, as you kind of mentioned, some of the things you guys get out there on the court and you get to do, but you also made this so cheap. I mean, $15 comes with a shirt as well. I know you mentioned kind of the history behind this camp, but that's what I love so much about it. You're going to give kids an opportunity to go play basketball inside on a high school, high-level high school gym, but it's only $15.
Exactly. I mean, I honestly think one of our gym is the nicest in 3A and even put it up there around the state. You know, Spartan Center is a beautiful facility. And I remember going to third grader shooting at those hoops and thinking it was like the coolest thing, you know, ever, you know. And so they get to come play. And then I remember when you're a little kid, I mean, even getting coached by some of these high school kids, because usually we make them put a teams and they coach the teams. They're like, these high school players I remember being when I was younger were like the role models, right? They were the superstars. They were like, oh my gosh, look at Wes Johansson. He's so awesome. Or, you know, Scott or whatever, some of our players that we have. And so the kids do a great job with our high school players do a great job with the younger kids. And I'm excited for everyone to come out and play. So.
Before I let you go, Coach, we'll talk about registration. I know we have the flyer up on the website. You can register there with a QR code. But if you don't register with a QR code, you can also do it the day of, right?
Yeah, no worries. If you don't sign up before, if you're just like, oh, or for whatever reason, just come in, sign up. It just takes 5 minutes. We'll get you set up. We'll get you a shirt. We'll get you all set up for the camp. So if you don't pre-register, no worries at all. Just come that day of the camp. I believe it's June 11th at 10 a.m. right at the Spartan Center. So, yeah, no problem at all. If you want to sign up for the QR code, or you can email me from that or shoot out a text, whatever is the easiest. But if you want to just sign up that day, too, there's no problem with that at all. So.
Well, Coach, I definitely do appreciate you taking out the time to talk a little bit about the summer workouts. As you said, it is a very big month for the basketball program. Probably a little odd, too, right, to not see some of the faces that have been so familiar. That's the gift and the curse, I guess, of being a high school coach. I'm sure you're missing some kids.
Yeah, no, it's true. I was teasing Luke the other day because I thought he was talking about summer games. I'm like, Luke, you pretty much played in every game I've ever coached as a varsity player, and he's like, I know, and I'm like, it's kind of weird going down without you. But the same thing with Wade and Creek and Zach, and those guys have played a lot of varsity throughout the years before us. So it's an exciting time to get some new kids, and we obviously miss that. But and these new juniors, I think, are doing a great job and are ready to step up and fill some of those roles. So we're excited. Sad, but yet exciting at the same time.
Coach, always fun to get you on. Always fun to chat with you. Thank you again for the time.
Appreciate it, George. Thanks again.
Again, that's Emory High School boys basketball coach Dave Justice taking out the time to join us, talking about the upcoming youth camp, June 11th and 12th, only $15, grades 3rd through 8th. You can get signed up the day of, or you can find more info right now at CastleCountryRadio.com. We are going to pause for just a moment. We do have more coming up. When we return, we'll flip over to the national realm, and we'll talk NBA Finals, Mavericks Celtics. To me, it was chalk in the East. It seemed really early on that Boston was the cream of the crop. The West, we said it was wide open. Turns out it's the Dallas Mavericks. Does Dallas have a chance? Boston is the early betting favorite. We'll talk about that when we come back. It's Drive Time Sports right here on 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.